Why does God heal some and not others? Honestly, I don't know, and I don't know anyone who does know short of Jesus. I doubt we'll have all our answers until we get to glory, and we'll just have to be good with that. It would appear we're just going to have to trust God whether we get what we want or not. I have been prayed for with the focus of healing many times. I've been healed a few times and other times not. There have been a couple times I have been healed most extraordinarily. Interestingly, at those times, it never crossed my mind to even ask God for healing, but the Lord felt it was important. As example, I was an active musician. I used my fingertips a lot. Also, I like to cook, and I like to use a cleaver to slice and dice with. Can you see where this is already going? Yeah, big ouch coming. Anyway, I was chopping an onion. The onion rolled right as I was cutting down and literally sliced off, that's right, off part of my first finger from about midway of the fingernail. Whew. Down through the bone, baby. I figured my music-making days were over. I want you to know, though, that God had a different idea. My finger grew back in 6 days, and by the 7th day, I couldn't hardly tell my finger had been sliced off. Wow, you may say you doubt it, but I was there and I know what I saw. In light of that, let's look at the other side, meaning when healing as we'd like it doesn't happen. Take Joni Erickson Tada. She was in a car wreck at age 17 and became a quadriplegic in a wheelchair without even the use of her hands. After 2 years of rehabilitation, she was determined to help others with similar afflictions. Rather than sitting around being bitter and angry about how things turned out, she decided to live well where she was and pursued the Lord with all her heart. In that time of learning to live well where she was, unto this day, she has been awarded 7 honorary doctorate degrees along with many honors nationally and internationally. She has seen thousands come to know the Lord and helped multitudes of handicapped people deal with where they are. Was it demonic influence that she was in an accident? I don't know. Did God do it to her? No. He did not. Here's a question. If God knew these things would happen, why did He allow it? I certainly don't have all the answers, but I submit to you, the implication in the question is that God is cruel, reckless, and uncaring, and that is truly a lie. Think about it. Here is another statement to think about. God's knowing is not His determining. Just because He knew I was going to fall down doesn't mean He ordained that I should fall. Trusting God in prosperity or affliction is the point. The idea is to go with God, not get what I want. What will I reply when, no matter all the prayer and fasting, I still have a general anxiety disorder or depression or some other affliction? Our reaction is more important than our affliction.